The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Tefillah in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Ches. Hilchos Tefillas Shemoneh Esrei. Zman Tefillas HaShachar, the time for Shachris, Mitzvasa Sheyaschel Imanei Tzachama. Ideally, one should begin Shemoneh Esrei at sunrise. Exactly at Netz, known as Vasikin. Kedichsev Yiro'ucha Im Shamesh. As it says in Tehillim, they shall fear you at the moment of sunrise. Ubedi Eved, im hispala la'achar sha'ola amuda shachar, if he did daven any time after ola amuda shachar, after dawn, yatza. He has fulfilled the mitzvah of Shmoneh Esrei with that davening. Ubedi amud hashachar is generally accepted as when the sun is 16 degrees below the horizon, which is usually around 72 or 90 minutes before Netzach Hama. Those are the two mainstream shiurim for Amud HaShachar. So, but the evidence, if one did do it accidentally, when he did not realize what time it was, that sunrise had not arrived, and he did daven, he is Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim add, that b'shas adchak, when a person is pressed for time, he needs to get on his way. He's traveling. He needs to join a caravan on a trip, or the poskim add if he needs to get to work, he needs to get to a certain place for panasa reasons, he'd be allowed to daven starting from alois hashachar lechatchila. In that case, he could even knowingly daven after amud hashachar. The Nimshach Zmana Ad Shlishayom. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues. The time for davening Shachris continues until a third of the day, and that is 4 hours into the day. The Zman Tfila, Sov Zman Tfila, would be 4 hours Shozmanios. Shozmanios is you divide halachic day into 12 equal units. Four of those units would constitute a third of the day. So that's until the end of the fourth Shozmanis. How to calculate a halachic day is a major dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion that the halachic day begins at Alos HaShachar, at dawn, and extends until Tzeis HaKochavim, until nightfall. While the Vilna Gaon, as well as the Baal HaTanya, maintain that halachic day begins at Netzach Hama, at sunrise, and continues until Shkia, only until sunset, and that is the amount of time which is to be divided into 12. So there are two shittas in how to calculate Sov Zman Tefila, just like there's the same machlokas would apply when it comes to Sov Zman Kriya Shma. So the Sov Zman Tefila is at a third of the day. Ve'osu li'sacha yoser, and one should not delay davening past that time. U'mikomokon b'di'evet, if he did daven. Im over b'di'evet, if it happened, if it was done. Im over v'isacha yoser, afilu b'meizir, if he went past that time, even intentionally, yochel hispal ad chatzayim, he may still daven and fulfill the obligation of Shachris up until midday, up until noon, which is really halachic noon, the middle of the day. Afal pi she'ein lo schar ketfila bizmana, although he does not merit the reward of tfila bizmana, of a timely davening, schar tfila miyoyiko, but he has reward for davening, not a timely davening, but a davening nonetheless. If he intentionally missed Chatzos, he waited until after Chatzos and had not davened, there is no compensation. He cannot make up for that missed tefillah. V'alav nemar, about him, it is said in Koheles, me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, something twisted cannot be made straight. That at times, when one makes a mistake or when one does something wrong, it cannot be fixed. That's if he missed davening intentionally. B'mezit v'im shagag oinenas, if he accidentally, forgetfully did not daven, oinenas, or there was some event which forced him to miss davening, something beyond his control, unexpected circumstances, and he therefore missed davening, yivur b'simen chafalev, that will be discussed in simen chafalev, where the kitzur will tell us that in that case there is an opportunity for a makeup davening by davening two shmonesres at the next tefillah. So if he would miss shachris accidentally, against his will, not intentionally, he would be able to daven two minchas, with the second mincha being the makeup tefillah for the missed shachris. Sif Beis. Shemagia l'tehilos l'kel elyon. When one reaches the words tehilos l'kel elyon at the end of the long paragraph that is said in Emes V'yatzif following Kriyashma, when he reaches that point, Yamod v'yochin es atzmo l'tfilat shmonesre, he should rise and prepare himself for shmonesre. V'yosir kicho v'nio, he should remove the mucus coming out of his nose or phlegm or spit. V'chol dover ha'mevalbel es machshavto, and anything which can potentially distract him, cause him to lose focus. V'yelech gimel psios la'achorov, he should take three steps back. V'yomar tehilos l'kel elyon ad goal Yisrael, and he should recite tehilos l'kel elyon until the completion of the bracha of goal Yisrael. V'oz yachzor l'fonav gimel psios derech kiru v'hagosh l'malach. At that point, after saying goal Yisrael, he should walk forward three steps, return to his original spot, as someone would when approaching and trying to find favor and come close to the king. Lo yapsik ben gal Yisrael lishmon esrei, one should not pause between the brach of gal Yisrael and shmon esrei, afilu lekadosh uktusho baruch, even to respond to kadosh, amen or amen yishmei rabba, kedusha or baruch. He should not stop there. Mipnei shetzarech lahasmich geula letfila, because it is important that one not have any interruption between geula and tefila. Shmone Esrei must begin immediately after Gal Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachas says that one who is somech geula letfila is a ben olam haba, and therefore it should not be there should be no interruption between them. V'tov sheyetzamtzem ligmor birchas goal Yisrael im ashliach tzibur b'shaveh. It is preferable that he end the brach of goal Yisrael precisely with the shliach tzibur. Simultaneously with the shliach tzibur, he should try to synchronize his bracha with that of the tzibur. Why? Kim yigmor hu tchila v'achar kach ashliach tzibur. For if he finishes first, and only then does the shliach tzibur complete his bracha, yisafek im yane amen al birchas hashatz eloi. In that case, there will be a halachic question as to whether he should answer amen on the bracha of the shliach tzibur, because on one hand the shliach tzibur has just ended Gal Yisrael, and he should answer amen. That amen perhaps could be recited even at that point, because after all it is the amen for Gal Yisrael, so it does belong there. So on one hand, one might argue that it is okay to pause and interrupt with, if only for that amen. On the other hand, perhaps no interruption is warranted between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei, so we have a suffix. So in order to avoid this dilemma, one should end the bracha with the shliach tzibur and therefore would anyways not be obligated to answer Amen, because it would appear as if he's answering Amen to his own bracha, which is something one would not do. And therefore, by ending his bracha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, he would avoid any question of possibly having to answer Amen to the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. So he should, again, attempt to end the bracha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur. Aval kshugamkin goymer azas habracha, and when he finishes the bracha with the Shliach Tzibur, vada in etzarech la'anis Amen. Dein einen Amen al berachas atzmei. He would not have to answer Amen, because one does not, we don't answer Amen on one's, for one's own bracha. That's in regard to Shachris. Ube Mayriv, however, when one davens Mayriv, kivan she'ein ha-bracha she'lifnei ha-shmonesre mesayem es b'gal Yisrael, since the bracha immediately before Shmonesre does not end with Gal Yisrael, so we don't have the opportunity to be masmich ge'ula l'tfila. We will anyways not have Geula mentioned right before Tefillah. Mutar lahafsik kamoy b'shar makom in perek l'perek. In that case, at Mayriv, one could pause right before Shmoneh Esrei, as in any other location between chapters. When one is davening Psukei Dezimra or Birchas Kriyashma, he could pause between prakim, between paragraphs. There are places delineated by the halacha as to where one would pause for Kaddish, Kedushan, Baruch Hu. That is called main perek leperek, as opposed to in the middle of a paragraph, that's be'emtza haperek, and the opportunities, the responses that are permitted there are more limited. So with Mayriv, one could pause between Hashkivenu, the final bracha, or Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen Va'amen, which is the bracha added in Chutz La'aretz, between that and Shmoneh Esrei, one could pause. Koidem HaShmoneh Esrei Oimer HaPasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Before Shmoneh Esrei, one should add the Pasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, a request to Hashem to give us Siyata Deshmaya, to open our lips and allow us to daven clearly and effectively. Ve'eino hefsik, and that is not an interruption, which we said is forbidden between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Ki hu shayach la'tfila, because it is connected and relevant to Shmoneh Esrei. Aval ha'pasuk, kishem Hashem ekra, however the pasuk kishem Hashem ekra, lo yomar ki'im b'musaf, lo yomar. That should not be said before Shachris. Kishem Hashem ekra is more of a general declaration. It's not a specific request regarding the upcoming Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore that hefsik is not justified between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Ki im b'musaf u'b'mincha yomru. That should be recited only at Musaf and Mincha. Koydem Hashem Svasei Tiftach. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra should be recited before Hashem Svasei Tiftach. If one did say Hashem Svasei Tiftach before he said Kishem Hashem Ekra, then he should just continue with Shmoneh Esrei and not recite Kishem Hashem Ekra. So when it comes to Musaf and Mincha, where there's no issue of being mafsik, because you're not in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma by Musaf, you've just said Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem, or at Mincha you said Ashrei, and the halachas of being mafsik don't apply there as they would during Birchas Kriyishma that we have at Shachris and Mayriv. So therefore at Musaf and Mincha we insert Kishem Hashem Ekra. However, with Mayriv and Mincha, with Mayriv and Shachris, one should not add that, and he should merely recite Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Siv Gimel says the Kitzur, HaMispalel Tzorech Sheyiris Atzmai, one who daven should see himself Kehilu Shechina Shriya Kenegdoi, as if he should see and visualize the Shechina resting right opposite him, in front of him. Kamoy Shenemar Shivchi Kamayim Libech, pour out your heart like water, Noichach Me Hashem, in front of the Rabbono Shel Olam. V'yor HaKavara, he should arouse his concentration. V'yasir kol ha-machshavois ha-tardos oisoi, one should remove the thoughts that preoccupy him, ad shetishar machshavtoi v'kavanosoi, to the extent that his thoughts and his concentration are zaka b'tfilosar, are pure, unadulterated, and completely focused on the davening. V'yachshov, and let him think, ki'ilu haya medaber lifnei melech basavadam, if you were talking in front of a king of flesh and blood, bevadai haya mesadei dvarav, certainly he would make sure his words are orderly, he would try to speak articulately with focus and thought, umechavin bahem, and he would concentrate in the words that he's saying, yofe, very well, the value kashal, so that he should not stumble. Kavachomer lifnei melech malchei hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly when one stands in front of the King of Kings, the Ribbono Shel Olam, shetzarich lechavin lefanav of his machshavtoi, he should focus his thoughts. Ki lefanav yisbarach shmoi hamachshava kemoi dibur. So it's not enough, the Kitzur implies, to speak clearly and coherently in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but since the Ribbono Shel Olam is aware of our machshavos, one has to make sure that his machshavos are also pure and unadulterated. Because imagine that a king of flesh and blood would know what goes through, what's going through our mind as we're talking to him, and that we're not even focused on him, he would certainly be unhappy. So when we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's aware of our thoughts, we need to make every effort to make sure our thoughts are pure and focused. And kilafanav yisbarach shmoi hamachshava kamei dibur, v'chol hamachshava suchayka, the Ribbono Shel Olam is examining all thoughts. V'koidem hatfila, before davening, yachshov merom musakel yisbarach shmo, as he's about to daven, he should think about the loftiness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, his greatness, v'shiflus ha'adam, and on the other hand, the lowliness of man, the yosir kol tanuge adam elibay, and in addition, one should remove the pursuit of pleasures from his heart. He should remove any thoughts and of physical pleasures. He should attempt to focus on the surreal and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Seif dalet, hamispalo tzarech sheyechavein belibo, one who davens should keep in mind in his heart Pirush Hamilos, the translation to the words he is saying. Shumotzi Bisfasov. Shenema Tochin Libam, if one prepares his heart, Takshiv Aznecha, then you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will take heed and lend an ear, so to speak, to the words being uttered. Ukvanit Pistu Harbe Sidurim and Pirush Ashkenaz Rameni Sidurim, with a German translation have been printed, and likewise today with English translations. V'yachol kol adam lilmoid ulahavin mashu misbal. Anyone could prepare, could study the words of Shmoneh Esrei, learn the translation, and understand what he is davening. V'meino yachol lechavin pirush hamilos. If one cannot think of the translation, the proper meaning of the words, lechol hapachos tzarech sheyachshav b'shasat tefila. At the very least, during davening, one should think of b'dvarim ha-machniyim ha-salev. One should think about ideas and thoughts that subordinate one's heart, u'mechavnim eslibu l'aviv shabbat shemayim, and would assist him and facilitate a kavana to one's Father in Heaven. So even if one can't think of the exact translation of the words, he should have the general ideas of achna, of submission in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'im tovaloi machshava zara b'secha tefila, if a foreign thought, if an illicit thought crosses his mind during davening, yishtek, he should be silent, v'yamtin ad shetisbatel ha-machshava, he should pause and wait until the machshava leaves. Se'if hei, yechavein raglov ze etzel ze, one should align his feet one near the other, ki'ilu einon ela echad, to be a one, that his two legs should appear, his two feet should appear to be one, lehidamos lamalachim, so that he should resemble the malachim, shenemar v'ragleim regel yeshara. We find that the malachim are described as having two feet appearing to be one. Kaloyma raglayim nirois karegal echad. Ve yakoif roishoy ma'at lemato. he should incline his head downwards. V'yiskar einav, and he should close his eyes. Shelo yistakel b'shum davar, and see to it that his eyes are closed, so that he does not gaze upon anything, on anything else that would inevitably distract him. And this is actually a question, because although the Zohar writes about the importance of one closing his eyes during tefillah, and the Achronim bring from the Zohar that one who does not close his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei will not merit to gaze upon the Shechina when his neshama leaves this world, and that's what the Zohar writes. The Gemara, though, talks about a person looking heavenwards with his eyes open. So the Poskim explain, the Bir Halacha writes, that the Zohar was saying that one should not look around with his eyes open, but if he's gazing downwards towards the ground, and he's not looking at anything else, then the Zohar would concede that that is okay. Lechatchila, nevertheless, ideally, one should still close his eyes. Ve'im ispaleo mitoich siddur, and if he is davening out of a siddur, lo yosir einu min asiddur, he should not remove his eyes from the siddur. What is the proper positioning of one's hands during Shemoneh Esrei? Writes the Kitzur, v'yaniach yodav aliba, he should place his hands over his heart. Yamina asmolo, his right hand above his left. V'yispal b'leiv shalom, he should daven with a complete, sincere heart. Be'ima, fear, be'yira, trembling, u'be'achna, submission. As a poor person who's standing at the doorstep asking for a donation. The Mishnebura adds that this would apply specifically in a place where the custom is customarily one would stand in front of a king with this in this position. In other places, one should stand or in whatever stance is appropriate and can consider respectful in that location. The yotzias amilois befiv bechavana ubediktuk. One should enunciate the words with concentration, and with articulation. The ispalol kol echad kefi hanuscha shaloi, and everyone should daven according to his own nusach, meaning whatever the nusach of his ancestors is, whether it's nusach Ashkenaz, in Ashkenaz, in Sfard, v'chadoyme, one should not change from his paternal nusach. Kulam yisaydoysam b'harei kodesh, they're all rooted in holy sources. Aval al ya'arev tevois b'nuscha l'nuscha, when one davens, he should be consistent in the nusach. Ki kol nuscha tevoiseha menuyois usfurois. So there should not be any switching mid-davening from one nusach to another, because every nusach has its exact number of letters, and they are counted. Usfurois apisoides ktoilois, there's a reason for that number based on deep, profound secrets, and therefore every word is exact and necessary and should not be deviated from. Ve'in lahoisif, one should not add or be goreya. La halacha, if Ashkenazi davens with a Sephardi, even though he's davening a different nusach than the congregation and the tzibur, the Mishnebura writes that he has fulfilled the Yedechovas tefillah. If one is reciting Kedusha or something out loud with the tzibur, he should follow their custom in terms of reciting Kedusha, and say what they're saying. However, when he's davening a silent Shemoneh Esrei or even Psukah Dezimra that are not recited out loud in unison, one should daven his own personal nusach. The Mishnebura adds that anything that's mentioned in the Gemara, any tefillah that's mentioned in the Gemara, or a tefillah that the poskim have derived from the Gemara, that is obligatory on everyone, and one should cannot change, and even if his minig is otherwise. And that completes the first shiur of this tefillah.